Good morning. Another quiet start to the day across interior New York and New England. Chilly temperatures in spots, some outlying areas in the hills and mountains back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Otherwise, generally in the upper 40s to lower 50s to start the day. We'll have plenty of sunshine and a little bit of dense fog to start, with increasing high cloudiness coming in during the day, especially across the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. But everyone should be dry today, with temperatures topping out in the mid-70s to right around 80 degrees. The remnants of Isaac working their way through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic region. We'll have an increase in humidity tonight as some of that moisture works its way northward into our region, and scattered showers are possible, with overnight lows back down into the lower to mid-60s. For tomorrow, the remnants of Isaac in the form of moisture will combine with some upper-level energy moving through the Great Lakes to produce more numerous showers for your Tuesday. Otherwise, we'll have lots of clouds and a humid air mass, with temperatures holding in the middle to upper 70s. The best chance of rain from the remnants of Isaac will be tomorrow night. Some of that rain could be heavy at times, and this will continue on and off into the day on Wednesday. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on Wednesday afternoon, with highs staying in the upper 70s. That system will move through on Wednesday night, but on Thursday, another disturbance will pass through, bringing us a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. It'll be warm ahead of that disturbance, with highs back into the mid-80s. It looks like a dry day on Friday, with high pressure building in temporarily and highs around 80, then back into the 70s with a few showers and thunderstorms for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Gulf Coast states and a slight risk of severe storms across parts of the Central Plains and Mid-Missouri Valley. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Leslie, located 610 miles south-southeast of Bermuda. Leslie is moving toward the north-northwest near 8 miles per hour. A turn toward the north at a slower forward speed is expected over the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next couple of days as Leslie heads toward Bermuda. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Homestead Air Force Base in Florida at 9:27 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 41 degrees, with a west-southwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies with light snow and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy dense fog, otherwise mostly sunny and 56 degrees, the dew point 54, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 68, that's 1 degree above normal. No rainfall yesterday, still zero for the month of September, which is 19 hundredths below normal, and 22.96 inches for the year, which is 3.38 inches of rain below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 12, that's 4 above normal, and 766 for the season, which is 215 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 100 degrees in 1953, and the record low 39 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening 7:25 p.m., 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and mild today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a shower, and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with a risk of a shower and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and humid, showers likely in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, more showers Wednesday in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds dry on Friday around 80. And partly sunny for Saturday and Sunday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days and highs staying in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.